Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal at the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to your host, Mr. Priyadarshi Srivastava from Capital Square Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Capital Square Financial Services, I welcome you all to Ganesh Benzoplast Q2 FY25 earnings call. Representing Ganesh Benzoplast, we have today with us Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Amar Kabra, General Manager, Finance and Taxation. Now, I pass on the call to the management for their opening remarks, which will be followed by the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priyadarshi and Ryan. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the Q2 FY25 conference call. We will initiate the call by taking you through the business highlights for the period under review, after which we will open the forum for the question and answer. Mr. Amar Kabra, our GM Finance and Taxation, will now share the quarterly numbers with you, after which we'll take the question and answer.
Good evening, everybody. So for the quarter, Q2 of financial 25, on a consolidated basis, the company generated a revenue of 976 million rupees as compared to rupees 1,026 million of Q2 of financial 24. Net profit after tax for the Q2 financial 25 is 164 million as compared to 156 million of corresponding period of last year. On standalone basis, the company generated a revenue of rupees 543 million as compared to rupees 562 million of Q2 of financial 24, and net profit after tax for Q2 of financial year 25 is 147 million as compared to 148 million of the corresponding period of last year. So with that, I have given the highlights for the results. Now, we would like to open the forum for question and answer, if any.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. I had two questions. My first question was, what's the approval status for the revised LPG project? Are all approvals in place, and by when will it be received?
Okay.
My second question was, by when do you expect construction to start, and by when would this project be completed?
So regarding the revised status of the approvals, like I've already said before, the main approval for PESO is already with us, which is basically the approval required for starting our construction. Other approvals are in process, which are expected shortly. In the meanwhile, so construction to start, again, like I've said already, the firefighting construction has been already completed along with the fire tanks and the fire pump houses and all. The test piling is expected to start from next week for the project, and thereon, it's approximately a two-year timeline from then.
Okay, sir. And all the approvals, would it be done by the end of this financial year, calendar year? How would that be, sir?
So see, the approvals are from government agencies, so they keep coming in, but there is no hindrance for us to start the construction on the main tanks and other things. So the comprehensive list of approvals is many, But then there are a few critical approvals that are required to start the project, which are in place.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, we had given that we will be able to achieve 120 crore EBITDA for this year with improvement in margin on the chemical front as well as some kind of revenue hike on the LST front. But sir, when I look at that fourth quarter, H1 results, sir, it doesn't seem that we can achieve this, sir. So please help us understand this.
Quarter on quarter, yes, there may be some dips and some ups, but overall our position is based on the maximum utilization of the storage tank and chemical plant also, and on 6 month basis the numbers are quite in line with our expectation. So yes, hopefully next two quarters will be more better than the last two quarters.
So in each one you have done an EBITDA of 50 crore on consolidated basis excluding other income. So can we achieve the 60-70 crore kind of a EBITDA on the full year or like the H2 basis?
Yeah, last year we achieved some 100 crores of EBITDA. So yes, this year we will cross that benchmark and we are going to cross 105 to 10 around it.
So we have said that we
cannot comment on the future, but yes, our line of expectation and the business which we are doing, it's a steady kind of business. So,
your voice was not very audible, sir. If you could speak a little louder.
So as I said, our rental business is steady business. So obviously, there cannot be any drop in the profitability of this business. And in chemical segment, yes, we are doing well, as you can see from the segment also, that chemical division has performed well as compared to the past, last year. So our expectation from current year is obviously much, quite higher than the last year. So yes, we are trying our level best to achieve the EBITDA of around 110 crores for this year.
Okay, so earlier, previous quarter only we were telling that 120 crore would be achievable. So why is this downward pressure? Are we not able to do a price hike in the terminal or LST business or any other thing? Because for the next 2-3 years, sir, this was the only source of growth that we were going to have. So that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, so every time we are saying that our growth rate for the upcoming years is 5-6%. Obviously, if our last year's EBITDA was 102 or 3 crores, then obviously it will be in that range only with 5-7% of jump. The major jump you will see from the LPG and the increase in the chemical capacity of plant. So then you are going to see the major jumps. But otherwise, it will remain steady for at least next two quarters.
And sir, are you going to increase our chemical division capacity?
Not right now, because ultimately we are working at 75% of capacity right now, 70-75%. And our target to achieve 85-90% within a short span of say 6 to 8 months. And if required, then we can go see for the we can plan for the capex. But right now we don't see any requirement to increase the capex in the chemical division.
So to answer your question, Madhur, right now we are not adding capex capacity to the chemical division, but our target is to increase the capacity utilization of the installed capacity.
Okay, got it. Sir, I have a next question. Sir, we did acquisition of the rail logistics business in 2020 for 65% of the 85,000 share. So since then, sir, I don't think that we have been able to create value for ourselves in this segment, sir. So what kind of IRR or the payback, sir, was expected on this investment? And sir, it hasn't happened yet. So I'm trying to understand where this capital allocation went wrong.
So see, the rail business, if you have to understand, it's a very long gestation business, and ours is not a typical model where we go out and develop rail business without having a back-to-back visibility on the business. Okay, so currently the division is doing well in the segment that it is operating right now. The company has zero debt on it, and it's generating a significant EBITDA and a PAT for us. So
With the single customer we are managing right now, and some, you can say single plus one more customer is there. So with that, we are achieving a revenue of around 28 to 30 crore per annum. We are making EBITDA of around 8 to 9 crore in that company, and profit of around 5 crore. So I think with the single customer, it's a justifiable number. But yes, with the increasing number of customers, this will going to be double.
Okay. So, like, if I look at the investor presentation, we have given highlights for this for the last 5 years since the acquisition. So we've made a 18 crore PAT and a 41-42 crore EBITDA over the past 5 years, and we've paid a 65 crore for this acquisition, not for not even 100% of the business. So I'm trying to understand, sir, why are we not adding a new customer, or why are we not being aggressive with this? Because, sir, we have the asset, we need to utilize it, and so even on the EBITDA basis, the payback has not happened yet. Sir, so if you could just help us explain, when can we see additional customers or additional growth coming in this segment?
So Madhur, we don't look at it that way. We look at it as a combined process. So I'll explain to you. Let's say for the single customer, if today we are handling about approximately 20,000 to 25,000 tons, sorry, 15,000 to 20,000 tons a month, but actually the way we look at it is that the tankage allotted to that customer is only 10,000. So we are also getting a double throughput in GBL through this business for that tank, for which we are billing to this business the full tank rental, which generally you are in the liquid space, you bill only 20% to 25% of the throughput. So if we billed only 20% to 25% of the throughput to the rail business, the rail business EBITDA would shoot up sharply. But what we are doing is we are billing 100% charges of the throughput to the rail business. So that's why that effect doesn't show up fully, but on a combined basis on how we are getting a throughput through the tanks for this business and what ILSL itself on standalone basis is generating, we would probably have the EBITDA margins jump up by twice if we passed on that effect to ILSL.
Also, just a few
I'm sorry, Madhur, if you could please join back the queue.
I'll get back in the queue. So thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sudhir Padiyar from Consultant Capital Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Hi, Sudhir.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call, my question.
Yeah.
So, sir, as mentioned in the earlier calls, okay, the entire CapEx for the LPG segment was slated anywhere between 700-750 crores.
Yeah.
So we actually secured the entire CapEx, and if so, what is the breakup between internal accruals and the external debt that we'll assume?
So as you are aware that we have now revised the capacities by almost 1.5 times. You might be aware that the original project that was envisaged was for two tanks of 24,000 each, and now the project has become two tanks of almost 32,000 tons each with, and initially it was steel. Now for added safety and for going to higher standards, we made concrete steel tanks. So the CapEx right now, along with all the IDC and everything, is little bit higher from 750. It's more towards 850-900 range. But the whole thing is secured through
850-900, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the whole thing is secured through equity, part equity and the debt structure. We already have term sheets from quite a few banks. We are finalizing those. So probably the exact breakup of the equity and debt structure we'll know in probably a month's time.
Okay, but is there an external number on the debt that you would be willing to assume on the books?
So we are not going to assume any debt on GBL books. It will be in the subsidiary of GBL.
Yeah.
Which will then participate in the JV. So the J, which is between us, BW and CPIL. So the debt will be taken by the JV company, neither by GBL subsidiary nor by GBL.
No, I understand that bit, but is there any number that you all have thought internally that, you know, beyond this number we will not take a debt and we want so much to be coming only from equity? I mean, anything like that broadly?
See, broadly we are looking at the numbers that are ranging between 550 to 600 CR. But again, all this, 550 to 650 CR, but all this depends on how we structure the timeline. So the tenure of the debt, the interest rate and the and other factors. So that's why the mix of debt and equity will be finalized within a month. But whatever equity is required for the project to proceed as it is proceeding right now is already been infused by both the parties.
Okay.
And the balance equity will also be infused shortly.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. I've got one more question, sir.
Yeah.
In the NSE segment, in this quarter, there was a 5% degrowth YOY. Any particular reason for that, sir? In the NSE segment?
We have taken up quite a few tanks for our post-monsoon repairs. And plus, as you may be aware, I've already mentioned before, Cochin terminal has been, most of the tanks have been taken over by IOC for a 4-year contract period.
Correct.
So those tanks are for ATF and ethanol. So those modifications were going on. Now, in November 1st week, IOC has already charged ATF. And as soon as the crushing season starts for the sugar mills, which is expected any date now, then they are, from next week they are going to move ethanol also. So those revenues will start flowing in from this month onwards.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, sir. If there are any further queries, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubhangi Agarwal, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. I just had a follow-up question to the previous person who asked. So, you know, the CAPEX that you mentioned, but the timelines remain the same. So you had expected this to come by October 26th as per your last call.
Yeah.
The time, that remains the same, right? There's no change on that front.
Yeah. As of now, there's no change in the time.
I see. And sir, I mean, is there any further progress, like in terms of adding new terminals, any update on that front?
So we have got approval to add some few more tanks in JNPT, which we are in the process of doing. I can give the exact details and everything in my next call whenever that happens, or if you can, after about 15 or 20 days, if you can email me, I can share that with you. We are looking at other geographies also within India. So we are hopeful that we should be able to get some good location with good opportunities. We are exploring them, but I can disclose about them only once we have the definitive agreement signed.
Sure. Understand. Also, sir, lastly, the other income in this quarter was fairly high at about like 47 million versus I think 17 million last year. So could you just highlight what was that regarding? Sorry if I missed that answer.
Other income mainly includes your interest income. So that may vary from quarter to quarter. Some idle funds we are giving in the form of loan, which
okay.
The high interest rate.
So just, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. This is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash Dheria from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question I wanted to ask you about the chemical business division.
Yes, your voice is not clear.
Hello, is it now better?
Yeah, now it's okay.
Yeah. So the first question I wanted to ask you about the chemical division. The margin for the chemical division have improved this quarter. So if I see half one of FY24. Or say FY24, it was about 3.5 to 4%, and the half one of FY25, we are already at 8.5%. So is it some kind of trend which is going on, and we should expect it to be sustainable?
See, Yash, the thing is that you have to understand that the chemical business consists of two things that affects its profitability. One is how efficiently we run the plants. So we are bringing in new efficiencies. We are trying to increase the capacity utilizations. We are trying to push up our selling prices so that we can get a better margins, and which is shown in the better profitability. And the second also is, which is something which is out of our hands largely, is the raw material costs. So in the last quarter, the raw material pricing towards the end of the quarter was in our favor a bit. So that also helped us to push up the margins. How long this trend continues, we don't know, but definitely with a combination of both these things, of increasing our own efficiencies of operations and trying to get in as much price advantage in getting our raw materials, I think we should be seeing a trend that goes upwards. How much it goes upwards, I'm not able to really quantify, because there are, like I said, raw material pricing is totally dependent on crude oil and other factors which are not in my control.
And secondly, Yash, yes, as you said, sometimes there is seasonal thing also, like in winter, you can see that sodium benzoate, which is your preservative. So these soft drink companies, ice cream companies and all these things, they are using less because there is a sale is less in this winter season. So yes, some part of the cyclical season also, you can say that may vary from quarter to quarter.
Understood, sir. It's just that this quarter the margins are more than 10%. So I think the raw material prices fluctuation would have gone less. Understood, sir. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, my second question was on the construction cost. As far as I remember, in the Q1 call, we reaffirmed our capex guidance of 700 to 750 crore for 60,000 empty tank. And with the same capacity, now we are revising our capex guidance to 800.
Yeah, that concrete cost that hated us a lot.
No. So basically, see, there are two things. One is the revised capacity. And also what we have done is we have now revised the design also to make it an outer concrete wall, which is much more safer, and operationally it is much more better than having an outside steel wall. So the concrete, the tank consists of two walls. One is, so generally all LPG tanks in India are steel, outer and inner. But with BW's inputs coming in, and they are being the largest LPG logistics company in the world, the new facilities that are coming up all over the world are having outer concrete and inner steel. So all those we have now refactored into our costing.
Okay. And sir, this would cost about 150 crores more than the steel wall.
Yeah, so there are, so that's not the only design change that we have done. We have modified some other things also inside, so which may have a higher CapEx cost today, but they help us in operationally getting operating the terminal at a much lower cost in the long run.
Understood, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, can you give some more color on the construction that has started? So where are we in constructing the terminal as of now?
I answered this already in the first question from Gautam Rajesh. So basically, like I said, the fire tanks, the fire pump house, all those constructions are done. The test piling is going to start within the next 7 days to 10 days, and then we want to, and then the construction will go on then full-fledged.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Follow-up questions from Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Yeah.
I wanted to understand, sir, in Q3 FY 2025, there was a jump in our capacity at JNPT, but sir, that hasn't reflected in our revenues from the LSTK division. So why is that?
Which Q?
Madhur.
Q3 of FY 2024.
Yeah, so that's what Madhur I explained right now, na. So even though, literally, 60%-70% of the Cochin terminal is right now, up till this first week of November, it was under modification. And we had almost 10% capacity of JNPT under post-monsoon maintenance. In spite of that, we managed to almost hold our numbers is because of the effect of the new tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but sir, if I look at the September 2023 quarter versus the December 2023, as well as the Q4, so the revenue has been in the 45 crore-48 crore kind of range in the LSTK division on the standalone basis. So regarding the this year, sir, even in the previous year, there wasn't any jump from this segment, the new tanks that you have done.
See, see, when you look at the LSTK division, numbers, it consists of two parts. One is the main rental business that we have, and second is that we are offering a service of two additional jetties at JNPT, for which we collect the wharfage, which is like the berth charges from our customers, and we pass it on to the operators with hardly any margin. Hardly, like, it'll have like a 1-1.5% margin. So when you see these numbers, you have to, and probably what we can do better for next reportings is we can also split these numbers out, that what is coming from rental and what is coming from the service portion within LSTK, so that you'll understand that what had happened is, in the last quarter, the shallow jetty was under repair. So that revenue part was not being seen, but the margins were maintained because that revenue doesn't have margin built into it.
In parent company also, on standalone basis also, there is some EPC contract going on. So quarter-on-quarter, there is a difference in the revenue on account of that revenue also. EPC generates the lesser margin of profit than EBITDA, so it's not in the line with the rental business. So that variation you are seeing in the top line is on account of the EPC as well as for this wharfage collection charges. But yes, ultimately, what is important, that PAT, that is always increasing.
Okay. So, sir, sir, we have given 39-40 crore of loans on our books to different entities, related parties, as well as some other corporate bodies. Sir, so what is this regarding? And sir, I wanted to ask, sir, what is the business of Blue Brahma Energy, Vishal Infra, and Sagar Distillery, to whom we have given the loans? And so this is the first part of question. And so similarly, we've given loans of around 21 crores on our standalone books to GBL Clean Energy, which is in turn invested into Blue Brahma. So I'm trying to understand, and GBL Green Energy is, I guess, an investment entity for our group. So I'm trying to understand, we've given 21 crores to that, but Blue Brahma is only around 6-7 crore of loans. So one, this discrepancy, and why have we given such 40 crore loans to these entities?
So, first of all these loans are for the business purpose of the associates and entities, and all carries the rate of interest. It's not at lower rate of interest, or it's not a free of cost. And as we shall explain the synergy between these businesses.
So, basically, Blue Brahma and Sagar are the ethanol group that we had invested. So, this was our equity and loan contribution into that group. When we had taken over those entities from the erstwhile promoters as a group of investors. So this is what that number you see. And like Amar explained, all these are bearing interest, and they are interest bearing loans. And we look at it like, what do we earn in an FD against these investments, and then we take that call.
Okay, and so have these subsidiaries started operations, or are they still like construction phase of the ethanol?
No, they've all started operations.
Okay, and they would be profitable?
Yeah, so they have all started operations from this, like Sagar has started its operations from real January of this year only. So you know the sugar year is from October to November. So we'll come to know all the profitabilities and all as it goes along.
Okay, and for Blue Brahma?
So Blue Brahma is just a holding company for Sagar. So Blue Brahma holds the shares.
Okay, got it. Sir, just a final question. Sir, we have capabilities in the EPC pipeline. Constructing EPC pipeline and as well as tank construction. Sir, one of our company listed on the stock exchange is Liquita Infrastructure. Sir, they do 20-25% kind of margins on the EPC business. Sir, so any thoughts on going into those kind of business, because we already have a capability? Why not just utilize them for external purposes?
See, we are not an EPC company per se. We are basically tank farm operators and chemical manufacturers. But yes, we do use our EPC capabilities to support ourselves and to use it strategically to support our customers and to look at the long-term growth. So we don't want to do EPC for general thing, because that's not our core business.
Okay, so got it. Sir, there is a line item in our annual report, rental expenses worth around 14 crores and legal and professional fees of around 18 crores. Sir, so what is this regarding? Because rental expenses, I'm not trying to understand. We receive rental in turn. Why are we paying this 14 crore rental to?
So these would be the lease charges and all that you pay to the court. So, office rentals. So these would be your office rental expenses.
Okay, and so the 18 crore.
I'm sorry to interrupt you again. If you could please join back the queue.
Just a final question. Just I was asking regarding the legal and professional fees of 18 crore, sir.
So these. So these are all about, you know, the we have, as you explained, there are various court cases that are going on regarding the old issues that the company was facing, especially Morgan and all these guys. So there's a big legal team deployed along with, you know, senior counsels in Bombay High Court, Delhi High Court, Supreme Court, in all these areas.
So this is a mix of professional fees as well as legal fees.
Yes.
So professional and technical fees, as this is your rental business and all these technical things. So obviously some fees are also included in that.
Which
in future, yes, it will going to reduce because we are going to end to that Morgan thing.
Okay, sir. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Udit Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Udit.
Hi sir. Good afternoon, sir. So my question is regarding these NBFCs who have the disclosures that you filed, sir, the cases against us. Any other progress on that matter, sir? Like anyone else who we've settled or something of the sort?
So we have not settled with anybody. First, I would like to correct that.
Yes.
Some of the NBFCs on their own accord, realizing that they don't have any legal claim against their company, have agreed to withdraw their claims, because we had filed counter claims against them there, both criminally and civilly, that they have executed documents without doing proper background checks, without doing the proper KYC norms and all. So they have voluntarily withdrawn those cases against us. They have voluntarily withdrawn their claims against us. So we have not paid anybody or settled with anybody for any kind of claim adjustment. Number one. Number two, there are no new entities that have come forward after that. And number three, in the matter which is also disclosed in the matter related to the original fraud account, the police has concluded their investigation and they filed a charge sheet against the accused in the court, stating that the account was opened without following the due procedure and it was done as a fraud against the company.
So what was the total amount of claim against us and how much is still standing against us after the withdrawal of some complaints?
So the original claim was between 40 to 45. I think approximately, I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but I would say about NBFCs close to amount 5 to 10 crores have withdrawn their claims against us. But again, the important point is that the account in which these transactions happened, the police have concluded their investigation and have come to a conclusion that it was opened fraudulently. So the company in the legal sense has no responsibility or liability to pay against these amounts that were transferred through these accounts.
Right. And so, there's a disclosure that's filed by the company on the exchange that I think some of these have applied to NCLT as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how is the legal recourse in that case?
No, NCLT, they are just trying to use as a pressure tactics, and we expect that very soon all these, so none of the cases are admitted, by the way. They are just applied. And we don't expect them to be even admitted. We expect them to be dismissed because there is already a pending dispute against this liability.
In the form of charge sheet also.
So NCLT rule is very clear that if there is already a pending dispute, you can't approach NCLT for it.
And sir, when is our expected planned new tank completion date, sir, as per the schedule?
So it's same October-November 2026. That's what we are at right now.
All right. And it should take us about 1.5 years for the construction.
No. So with the construction period, I'm saying October-November 2026.
All right. Right. And so we expect to begin by January.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Alia Sheikh from Capital Square Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Most of my questions have already answered. Still, I have one question. So, firstly, the EBIT margin of LSD segment on this quarter, we have reported 36.1% as compared to last year, 37.3%, and last quarter, 43.7%. So, what was the reason and what should be the sustainable margin?
See, that percentage you are saying, it's quite negligible actually, very, very. And our margins in the rental business are always remain steady. Around 48 to 50% is our rental margin, EBITDA margin. EPC margin is around 5 to 6%.
Okay.
And chemical, we are making margin of around 5%, 4 to 5% chemical
okay.
manufacturing. Radiologic, we are making around 10%, 20%.
Okay.
So to answer your question, again, like what I had explained earlier, that we have started this new thing of providing because there are two more jetties available at JNPT for berthing. So we are providing our customers with the service of collecting the wharfage bed from them and passing it on to the to the operator of the jetty. So while you see that reflected in the revenue of the LSD division, but it's not, it's like having only a 1 or 1.5% margin in that.
Okay.
So that's why the overall, while it appears that the overall EBITDA is looking down, if you look at only at the rental segment, we are maintaining a steady state of about 48 to 50% EBITDA margin. So we can do better in our reporting and we'll see how we can do that.
Okay.
So that this confusion doesn't happen in the future.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have follow-up questions from Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Please.
How much capacity can be added to our existing fans by increasing their heights? This was mentioned in our annual report. So, other than the new tanks that we will get approvals for, so how much capacity can be added just by increasing heights of these tanks?
See, it's very difficult to comment right now because the problem is that we need to empty the tanks before we can add capacities, and tanks then need to be down for almost 4 to 5 months. Because the entire foundation needs to be changed to handle the capacity loads, increased capacity loads. So while this is something we do or we look at doing, but how much we can control it is very tough because the pressure on the business is very high. As like I said, in JNPT, we are already running at more than 100% capacity utilization. So to take tanks down for 4, 5 months, we don't get those opportunities.
Okay, got it. And sir, this new tanks approval that we'll get, sir, do we have land? Sir, this will be constructed on our existing land parcel that we have?
Yes, existing land. Yes.
Okay, sir, got it. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to the management for its closing comments.
Yeah. So again, we would like to thank everybody for joining in and for their valuable inputs and questions. We remain available for any further queries or clarifications that you want. And have a good evening. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Ganesh Benzoplush Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.